adventurers and friends, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. A recap of Session 19. We burst into a kitchen with a warrior cook and some Quazzits. We ruin their day, and then have a snack. We continue exploring and find a bunch of bedrooms. One has a dead body in it, and also the books of Abadar that the priest wanted. We also find a secret door. We open it up, go through it, and enter into combat.
Initiative, I assume?
Initiatives, yeah. Yeah, definitely initiative. Everybody is going to get a +2 to their initiative bonus. Circumstance, for those of you that have initiative boosting feats. +2 on this because they weren't expecting it. Moonlight, you get to start us off.
All right. Moonlight's gonna jump up on this bed, and then just seeing a chunk of like wood laying on the ground, they'll pick it up and throw it at the closest Abercondaloo. That is a natural 20 for a 29.
Big hit. Start the combat. Let's see that damage.
That is going to be 21 damage from 4d6 plus 8.
So that shard of wood goes flying across, kind of wiggles, and then stabs up into where his kidney would be. And then he turns. He didn't really notice you guys before, but he turns and he faces the doorway, sees Savatri standing in the doorway with the moonlight peeking out behind.
And that's my turn.
And that's going to take us over to that Abercondaloo. Damn it. That Abercondaloo. The first thing that the Abercondaloo does with this first action, reaches down and picks up like a big chunk of marble from one of the busts that are broken and chucks it at Savatri. Gets a 16. Doesn't quite take into account the doorway and slams against that frame and shatters. Then uses a third action, to stride up to Savatri. And that's going to bring us down to Jebediah. It's your turn.
All right, well, so it's just like one pan right here, like between them? Like it's not like this whole wall that's missing, right?
Correct, it's just one pane. Yep, one 5-foot section.
I can clearly see down this hallway with all the lights?
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, well, 5 feet. This door openable?
As you approach that door, you find that it is completely off its hinges, and somewhere inside of that room
is the door?
Yep, there's no door.
That's my tiny dwarf legs doing what they can do.
Hey, that's a good way to go, though.
That's a lot of move that you just did there, buddy.
I am now in between the two Krampuses.
Jeb just takes off down the hallway, turns down into the doorway where the broken door is. Turns in, comes in behind that Abercondaloo that charged at Savatri. Can't quite make it, though. That's going to take us down to Savatri. It's your turn.
Savatri will... These guys are standing on the ground, right? They're not, like, flying...
No. Yeah, they're definitely things. Standing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to trip it real bad. Rolled a 10. Second action, I will... cast guidance on Kestrel, and third action I'll just take a step away.
Then after Savatri, it is the other Abercondaloo's turn. After Jebediah comes charging into the room and turns to face off with the buddy, he pops his head up, he recognizes and sees what's going on here. He takes the piece of like a table leg that he's got right now and chucks it at Jebediah. He's actually going to take range increments. Swanee, help me out, just because I think you might know it off the top of your head. Is the range increment penalty -1 after the first?
I think it's just -1. Oh, no, -2.
-2. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is going to be at a -2 because he is 30 feet away and it has a 20-foot range increment.
Hurled debris.
Now, 14's going to miss. With a second action, he's going to stride 5, 10. 15, 20, 25, adjacent to Jebediah, and then uses his third action to claw, rake him across the back with the 21 to hit.
Ow!
10 points of slashing damage. Now, it is Kestrel's turn.
Well, Kestrel will take just a step action to the left, 5 feet, right in the whatever that doorway there, that hidden secret doorway. And in the face of the Abercondaloo, and I will activate Flurry of Blows with my second action. So attack number one I get a 29 to hit, and it looks like that is a crit.
Yes, yes it is. Go ahead and roll your damage.
So a total of 7 damage. I will make my second attack with Flurry of Blows and get a 13 to hit, which looks like it's a miss.
Yes, it is.
And then I'm going to cast Shield, and then he will need to make a Fortitude save.
Natural 20 on the die.
Jeez. I'm stunned one. Actually, that's how that works. I hit him, and it hurt so bad. No. Nothing
else. Well, here, let me put that condition on your sheet then real quick. Hold on. All right.
That is my turn.
After Kestrel, we go back to the top of round 2. Moonlight, it's your turn.
Oh, Moonlight. What to do here? I think I'm going to... My first action will be to cast my tentacular limbs. So my limbs get longer. And then with my second and third action, I'm going to cast one of my first level spells, Phantom Pain, on the Abercondaloo in front of Kestrel. He will need to give me a will save.
He gets a 10 on the will save.
That is a failure.
Act.
So close to a critical failure.
Very close.
Not quite. So he will take 2d4 mental damage, which will be 8, double 4s, very nice. And then he is also has persistent damage, 1d4, and is sickened 1.
All right. Those are solid damage rolls on Phantom Pain. After Moonlight starts the wrecking process, the Abercondaloo, who is standing in front of Kestrel, his hands go up to his head and he roars and grunts in pain. He goes to bite Kestrel. Because as far as he can tell, Kestrel's doing it. Gets a 31 to hit.
Goodness gracious, that is a hit.
Kestrel, is that a critical hit?
Oh, it is not.
Well, good thing your AC's so high.
It is high, yes.
What is your AC right now?
22.
All because of shield.
Yep.
All so shield. Between shield and sickened, saved you.
Yep.
Because without the sickened, you would have...
Yep.
It's a good thing he didn't retch in his first action.
Nope. This guy's just in pain and angry. But he is going to do probably a decent chunk of damage to Kestrel here. 14 points of piercing damage. Kestrel, I need you to give me a fortitude save.
26.
You realize that this bite is going to just wreck you if it gets a chance to scrape and pull when it pulls away on the bite. So just at the last second before he pulls away, you grab his jaw and wrench it open just a little bit. And you don't take the effects of mutilating bite.
That reduces your fucking charisma.
I know.
I remember.
Then that was his first attack. Kestrel, what items, physical items, are you currently holding? Like anything? Do you hold your tankard during combat or anything like that?
It's on my belt.
Visible on your belt?
Very specifically visible because it's my holy symbol.
Okay. And have you used any spells? Shield, right?
I used shield, yeah.
What's a component for shield?
For shield?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Let's find
out. Is it just verbal?
I don't know.
It's a single action, so I think it's just verbal.
It's just verbal.
Verbal, yeah.
So the only reason I ask is because, let's see. No, if you're just doing verbal, no. They wouldn't have pointed it out or noticed it. Forget I said anything. Second action to claw attack against Kestrel. This one gets a 14 to hit.
That is a miss.
And with its third action, it's going to kind of look at you and huff and then step 5 feet back and flank Jebediah with his friend.
All right.
Convenient.
It takes 1d4 damage. It takes 4 more mental damage.
Damn.
And I don't know if you can get rid of that.
Well, I mean, persistent damage normally gives you just a flat 15 DC, right? Unless this one specifically says it stays until you remove the sickened condition.
Well, so Phantom Pain says persistent 1d4 mental, sickened 1, ends with sickness.
Ends with sickness. That makes me believe that the persistent damage stays until he removes it. Unless persistent damage calls out something else in the core.
Is he really going to get flanking with that wall there?
Actually, no, you're probably right.
My guess is it probably can still be gotten rid of the normal way. I think it's just saying that it can also be gotten rid of by retching and getting rid of the sickness.
Yeah, persistent damage is a condition, and right. In the condition it says after you take persistent damage, roll a DC 15 flat check to see if you recover. So then in this case, if it recovers, then the sickness also ends, it sounds like.
I mean, so failure says the target takes full initial and persistent damage, and the target is sickened one. The target recovers from being sickened, the persistent damage ends, and the spell ends.
Okay, so sickened stays if they recover from the persistent mental damage?
Correct.
Okay.
So I think you can still get rid of the persistent the normal way, but if you get rid of the sickened condition, it also would get rid of the persistent if you didn't get rid of it normally.
Got it. Okay. Then incoming D20 gets a 10 to clear the persistent damage, which does not do it. Which takes us over to Jebediah.
The murder hobo will strike. With a natty 1.
Yeah.
I'll try again. 20?
20 hits.
9 damage.
All right. Solid hit with that great axe. And that's the one that's already taken all the damage, right?
Yeah.
The one that stepped up to you, all right.
He's still up?
He currently is.
And then, yeah, I will end my turn. Well, I'll just swing again. Why not? Why not?
Crit fish.
Miss.
13 does miss. All right. And after Jebediah gets a good solid slice in Savatry, it's your turn.
Cool. I don't know what the fuck I want to do.
Have you guys actually leveled up since you fought these last, or yours is the same level?
Same level.
Okay.
Were we level two?
I think we were level two then, yeah.
Well,
I think we leveled up right after these guys, but I don't remember for sure.
Fuck it. I guess first action, go into the room and step next to him. Does that provoke? Does he have attacks of opportunity?
You're no? Good, boss.
I will try to use my focus spell, savor the sting on him. So I'll go ahead and try to touch him. And that will be a will save? Yes, a will save. So it should be a will save DC 18. Of course, he gets a 19.
He does.
Is this a basic save? Do I still do half damage?
I bet it is.
It has half damage, no persistent. Okay, so I rolled 3 on my 2d4. For 2, and so he takes half damage, so it'd be 2 damage of non-lethal.
Round up.
Bullshit. And then for my third action, I'm going to try to trip him. 19 to try to trip him.
19. Sickened reduces DCs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 19 trips him. This one gets all wrapped up with the Savatry rip whip.
That was my 3 turns.
That was a very effective 3 actions. That's going to take us down to Abracondaloo 1. This is the one that is on the north side of Jebediah. He will take his first action to get into flanking with Jebediah, right on the other side of his heavily injured ally. And with his second action, he's going to... like, he's seen Jebediah chop into his pal once, mind you, but it's a big, wicked-looking axe. He actually makes 2 strike attacks against Jebediah's war axe.
Oh my god, we're gonna get into sundering?
I'm doing it. This thing has the ability.
DM. You are a brave DM.
I know. This is good. This is gonna be nasty. I don't think it's necessarily sundering. This is just, I have to find out what the AC of an item being held by somebody is. And I think it's just the person's AC, maybe. I don't know.
That's the problem with sundering, is that it's always complicated as fuck.
Like a sword is under, no, thin iron or steel. No, I wouldn't say necessarily thin. If he's trying to break the axe head.
If an object consists of more than one material, the GM typically uses the statistics for the strongest material involved.
Well, then it talks about the handle, if you're targeting the handle. Like if you're holding a hammer or something, you aim for the wooden base rather than the top.
Oh,
breaking the wooden handle of a hammer rather than its iron head would still render the item unusable.
Yeah, so you can definitely target the handle instead of the head of the axe.
Okay, so let's
Let's put this one under the category of thin iron or steel, which means it's got 5 hardness, 20 HP, and the break threshold is 10.
I feel like that's appropriate here. And I'm just going to go against Jebediah's AC. It just seems to make the most sense to me. 2 claw attacks against Jebediah's ancestral axe. 23 to hit on the first, 23 to hit on the second.
They don't have the negative.
These strikes don't count toward the record demon's multiple attack penalty, nor does that penalty apply to these strikes.
Damn.
So that means they both hit. So we're going to be dealing 4d6 plus 8 slashing damage to Jebediah's war axe.
2 separate hits, fucked. Though, right?
No, it says combined for one as one against hardness.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Those are poor rolls. Not sure it's going to matter.
They're really poor rolls.
I think that's still going to break it.
Like, Jebediah, your axe isn't made out of any particular precious materials, right?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
They are precious to him.
I understand that. I'm having a hard time with it. I still am. Haft or head? Haft or head? Die. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Spencer, I'll let you pick.
I don't give a shit. You're damaging my just attack one.
Just attack one? Well, I mean,
just gonna hit him with a different weapon and kill him. I don't care.
It makes a huge difference to what happens to the weapon, though.
It does. It does.
I can always repair it.
If it attacks,
no, you can't. If he attacks the haft, it is broken and cannot be repaired.
You can absolutely put a new haft on a goddamn axe,
without a doubt. But who has the crafting? Who's trained in crafting?
Somebody.
Carl.
You'd have to find somebody. Is the thing.
Yep.
Which you can. That's easy, right?
DM didn't like my DPS, so he had to nerf me.
Nerfing your deeps. Yeah, I'm going to roll a dice. High.
Oh, tell us what it is before you roll. So
yeah.
I'm guessing a high would be the head.
High would be the head. Low would be the haft. Okay. He swings at the haft. So that means that we're going with...
Which has a break, or has a destroyed of 12.
And it has a hardness
But it does
of...
have hardness of 3.
Hardness of 3. Okay. So if
it takes 9 damage.
Well, you said the damage was 16.
No, damage is 12.
He forgot to add plus 4.
Oh, plus 4.
Oh, you're right. It is.
So it is 16. The handle's broken, but it's not destroyed.
Okay. So it's broken. Your hand, the handle of your axe gains the broken condition,
which means it's unusable.
But it's not destroyed.
But it's not destroyed.
So the record demon just kind of like takes its claws and just rakes across the haft of it and splinters and breaks it, and it doesn't completely destroy it, but it's like cracked and at an angle. You're not going to be able to use the war axe. It's Kestrel's turn.
All right, Kestrel will take a 5-foot step forward. Does that mean I don't get flanking with Jeb?
He is technically not wielding a weapon right now, I don't think.
I'm wielding it. It's broken. It's definitely being wielded.
Yeah.
Don't you just take negatives?
No.
Or does it say unusable?
A broken weapon is unusable.
Yeah, you're not.
And then I'm now just holding the axe as an improvised
as
weapon.
As an improvised weapon, yeah.
All right. I'll give it to you.
Second action, I activate Flurry. Attack number 1's a 27.
That's a critical hit. Yeah, this is the one that's sickened and prone.
I will deal it 4 damage.
That's a critical, by the way. Listeners, David just 4 damage on a critical.
Why can I not roll damage with this character? I'm going to
4 damage.
I'm about to scrap this
on a
character
critical
and make a new character because this one is clearly cursed. I did make
your 2d6 your d6 rolls are the worst I've ever seen.
I can do more damage than you with my whip.
It's insane. I will.
I can't
make my second attack.
That's my damage on a daze. It's 4.
I get a 9 and miss, and with my third action, I will cast shield.
All right.
I mean, that's just. I feel so bad.
I've gotten stunning. So unlucky with this character.
Stunning fist.
Yes, Stunning Fist. Yes, thank you. Stunning Fist.
Stunning Fist. This is against the second one, correct?
Yes.
All right, Fortitude save. Gets a 31.
What are the...
He succeeds.
What are the rules for Stunning Fist? Can you do it multiple times, or how does that work?
No, it's just once. It's if you deal damage to the creature that you attack. Or actually, I think it's just if you target the same creature twice.
And deal damage.
And deal damage, yeah.
But can you do it multiple times in like one day to the same creature?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like an automatic.
In the same day, yes. Not in the same turn, though, because you can only flurry once a turn.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you... Okay, never mind.
That is my turn.
Then after Kestrel, we go to the top of the order. Round three. Been an interesting fight so far.
Fuck you, Tyler. We're level three and you're breaking our weapons.
Yes.
Moonlight's gonna just pick up a book and throw it at this demon that they've been hitting this whole time. Get a 12.
I was gonna miss even while prone and sickened.
I guess my third action, I'll cast Shield.
All
not
right.
Much else to do.
Then the Abracondaloo that's on the ground just getting stomped here. Not for a lot of damage, but getting stomped nonetheless. Stands up with its first action. Attempts to remove the sickened condition with its second action. Is that a will save?
I think it's fortitude.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's against
being sick. Just using the sickened, not against your spell stuff. Got it.
Correct.
Yeah, this is
good. So yeah, it's a fortitude save. It's going to be like a plus 14.
Yeah. Gets a 25, which does shake off the sickened condition, and with it removes the phantom pain persistent damage.
Correct.
And then with its third action, will attack Kestrel with a bite.
He will critically miss.
That's a critical miss on the jaw attack, which brings an end to that guy's turn and takes us over to Jebediah, who is holding a broken ancestral heirloom.
You've unwoken my druid. Doing something called a spell attack. I don't know how to do that. I'd be proficient in there, right? Fuck. I gotta even look. I don't even know what druids do.
Don't you have other weapons? Don't you...
I'm fucking hitting this guy with a ray of frost. I don't even care. It'll kill him. Promise you. 26.
A 26 hits.
6 damage.
Ray of frost right to the face. And that's the one that's been getting stomped,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, got it.
He's been at heavy for like 7 rounds.
He is definitely looking real beat up, but he is not out of the fight yet.
All right, I'll take out my warhammer and be done.
Does that mean you use a free action to drop your axe?
Sure, Tyler.
After Jebediah, Savatri, it's your turn.
I quit. I'm going to bed.
Going to bed.
First action. But if I cast magic weapon on anything, I'm sure Tyler is just going to break the weapon.
Actually, a magic weapon is much harder to break.
I don't know if it really affects it that way, though.
I mean, wouldn't it?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, if we get there. But, I mean, you do you.
What do you have a magic weapon on?
Warhammer.
Oh, I mean, are you that close to me? You'd have to... Yeah, never mind.
5 foot over.
Nah, dude, we about to make turtles strong AF.
I 5 foot over and make your... I cast magic weapon on your hammer.
Now it's as strong as my...
Because I have this odd feeling that Tyler's just going to keep breaking all your weapons. That's my turn.
Well, I can go all the way down to an ancestral dagger, so...
The clan
keep on
dagger?
Coming.
Don't forget that we also have a fighter's fork... And a low-grade cold iron pick.
And we know where you live.
I'm trying to remember if I know it or if Moonlight knows it, but the cold iron pick is probably a good choice. I thought we had determined at some point that fiends were weak to cold iron. Honestly, all of them, but...
I mean, you I found out from a demon. I think it was probably a Quazit.
I can't remember if it was the Abracondaloo or the Quazit that we fought in the church that we figured that out on.
It is the Abracondaloo that just broke Jebediah's war axe. It's his turn. You've completely rearmed yourself, but he's going to bite at you. His first action. Get the 17.
Miss.
And he's going to claw at you. 20 to hit.
Hit.
Ew. 14 points of damage on Jebediah.
Hit hard.
Crit fishing with a third attack with a claw. Gets you 16.
You notice how he rolled 2 fives on his 2d6?
Which I've never done that.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I feel like you always get a 1.
It does feel like it's always, doesn't it? I can't remember the last time that it wasn't a one.
I mean, just to double check, you do have it set as a D6 and not like a D3 or something, right?
Yes, yes, I do.
A legitimate question.
I've never seen you roll above a 3.
Oh! Wasted.
There goes all your good D6s.
And they'll never be back again.
I don't believe in luck or karma. Well, I kind of believe in karma, but not really. Only as a philosophy, not as an actual thing that exists.
After making some attacks against our good old Jebediah, then Kestrel, it's your turn.
Yes, indeed it is. So, action one will be to activate Flurry, and we'll attack the Abercondaloo in front of me. I get a 14 to hit, which is going to miss. I think I will take my hero point on that.
All right.
Because I'm ready to kill this thing. And I still miss. Second attack against it with my Flurry, and I miss again. Second action, I will make a desperate third attack against it. Looks like I'll hit with an 18, though.
Hey!
And we'll deal it 7 damage.
Damn!
My third action, I finally rolled a 6 on my damage die. With my third action, I will play it safe and cast Shield.
Okay, this thing's literally been at heavy. Isn't that the highest, or does it go to critical?
Heavy's the highest.
Yeah.
Heavy's the highest, but I think there's different levels of heavy, because the little dot next to on their picture goes from orange to red when they're like severe, which what I would probably call severe.
Then that's gonna take us back to the top of the order. Round 4. Moonlight, you're up.
I just have to stick with the telekinetic projectile. I've seen that their fortitude saves are ridiculously high, so doing something against fortitude just doesn't make any sense. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna chuck another book at him. And ooh, get a 25 to hit.
Oh yeah, 25 hits.
Cause bludgeoning for 11 damage.
11 damage. This book comes flying across the room and knocks this guy right in the back of the head. And
this is the second demon you've killed by throwing a book at them.
I like books.
Yep. I like throwing books at people. It works.
When in doubt, bludgeon it with a book.
I'm going to start carrying books with me.
Well, you seem to read a lot.
Like, oh, what are you reading? What? What do you mean, reading?
I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
You've got a book with you. Oh, I hit people with it. Then I will move up a little bit, and I will be done.
Moonlight puts the first Abercondaloo out of its misery, so we go straight to Jebediah. It's your turn.
Magic Fang on Turtle. Turtle attacks.
Shit, when did Turtle get in the room?
Oh, yeah.
How is Turtle getting a turn?
What, I gave him one?
Didn't you have to move to cast Magic Fang, though?
Yeah, that's only 2 turns.
Magic Fang's only 1 turn?
Oh, I forgot. I'm too used to playing a different goddamn game. Yep. Thanks, jackass.
So wait, hold on. You use it to an action to give Turtle 2 actions. Turtle uses those 2 actions to move, and then...
No, I moved Turtle last round.
Turtle moved last round.
Oh, so then what's keeping you from casting Magic Fang?
I didn't. I casted it and my turn's done.
He had to move, then cast Magic Fang. That's his return.
Oh, because it's a touch. Got it. After Jebediah, Savatri, you're up.
Step onto the dead Abercondaloo's body. And,
it's difficult terrain.
Cool. Fuck you. I try to trip this other Abercondaloo. I get a 24 to trip him.
From 10 feet away. Falls straight on its ass. Not a critical, but it's definitely prone.
Third action, I will do guidance on Turtle.
Then after Savatri, it's the Abercondaloo that is now on his hindquarters. He uses his first action to stand up, uses his second action to grab a piece of debris off the floor as he's standing up and uses his third action to hurl it right at Savatri in a fit of rage. 25 to hit. That's a hit. Savatri takes 14 points of damage as a piece of rock comes across and hits her in the temple. Then it's Kestrel's turn.
All right. So Kestrel will move to there. I am moving to the Abracondaloo's southeast corner, which puts me in flanking with Turtle, who is in the northwest corner. I will make an acrobatics attempt if I need to, if it looks like he's going to attack of opportunity me. It does not look like he's going to. Okay. So that's action one. Action two, activate flurry of blows. We get a 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
Looks like it does. I will deal it another 7 damage.
Woo!
I guess I had to get mad enough. I had to get mad enough at Fantasy Grounds for it to start rolling well for me.
That's 2 sixes in a row.
Pretty good, man.
The second attack from my flurry is going to miss with a 10. With my second action, I will make a third attack.
Third action, make a third attack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I moved. That's right. Yeah, Thank you. I forgot I moved. Instead, I will cast Shield with my third action. Need a Fortitude save for fucking...
Nice. Almost made it. Nope, rolls a 31.
Jesus Christ. You've gotten 30 plus on that every time with these motherfuckers.
I have.
I mean, we got a plus 15. So.
They do. It is now round 5. Moonlight, you're up.
More books. Books.
End it with books.
It is a library.
I get a 17 to hit, which looks like it hits.
That hits because... Why? Why does that hit?
Oh, no.
He stood up. I forgot to remove the condition. That's my bad. 17 does not hit.
Well, I moved and I cast, so I'm done.
Sorry to take that one away from you. However, it's Jebediah's turn.
And Jebediah's going to kill something. 20?
20 hits. Warhammer's making a comeback.
That's a good hit.
I think that was... Oh, no, that was my 2d8. 12 damage.
All right. Crack it across the head.
It's hilarious to me, though, that, like, our druid is our biggest damage dealer.
Natural uno.
Second attack's a miss.
With an axe.
We'll move on to Turtle.
Remember, I gave Turtle guidance for his first attack.
Ooh. Why was it only plus 8? Oh, it should have been. It would have been an 18 of it. They're flat-footed.
18 would have hit flat-footed, yes.
I attacked with the wrong weapon.
Oh, because you want a claw, right?
Yeah. 8 damage.
All right.
Oh, plus 3 for precision.
Sneak attack, because flanking with Kestrel.
And then, with all my weird modifiers, it's going to be agile, so that's a minus 4.
Does Turtle, like, have rogue levels?
Kind of.
It's the cat's thing.
I think it's just going to be at a plus 0. Oh, but that didn't put the flat-footed in. Oh, but it would. Yeah, never mind. We're good.
So close.
So, would it have been against flat-footed?
Would it have been 17?
I mean, it would, but it's 17 still.
17 hits against flat-footed.
Oh, I thought it was...
Unless, are you adding the plus 2?
No.
It definitely hits.
Yeah. Okay.
Turtle gets another slash.
But this is with their claw.
At the flanks of the Abracondaloo.
Oh, I suppose the claw wouldn't be Magic Fang. They'd have to choose, right?
No, it's just all of your natural attacks.
I was going to say, I feel like it's just natural attacks.
Yeah, it's all natural attacks.
So the claw is 10 damage.
And it is Savatri's turn.
It's not all unarmed attacks.
It's not.
The first sentence literally says, choose one of the target's unarmed attacks.
Does really? It? Of course it does.
God damn it.
Then just remove the 3 damage, that's fine.
Yeah, that's easy.
I could have sworn. Oh, well.
But yeah, Savatri, it's your turn.
Savatri will... I don't know. She's still upset with Tyler.
She doesn't know. She's upset with the Abracondaloo. Or
be
God.
Angry at it.
She will...
Upset with Callistria.
No, she can never be upset with Callistria. But she will try to trip the Abracadabra again.
That's what I put in my notes, is fucking Abracadabra.
20 to trip.
20 definitely trips.
Cool. And then she will attack with her whip for the second action. Because why not? Completely misses because she doesn't like... She's not good at hitting stuff. Third action will be... Guidance on Jeb.
It's the Abracondaloo's turn. He goes to make a biting attack. And his first attack is going to be against Jebediah. 16 to hit, that's going to miss. Then, with its second action, it's going to claw at Turtle. You get an 18 to hit. Yeah, okay. Turtle is going to take 12 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And then with its third action, it's going to stand up, which takes us to the bottom of round 5. Kestrel, it's your turn.
Well, since I'm already there, in position, I am going to use my first action to cast Key Strikes. Second action to activate Flurry, and we will make two attacks at this guy. A 17 to hit, which looks like it does, luckily it does. With flanking. So that would be 9 total points of damage to it.
Nice.
Attack number 2 with Flurry and Key Strikes, force damage, by the way, is going to be a 21 to hit.
So that hits.
Another hit, 12 additional damage.
Nice.
Things have turned in my favor, although I did get a 1 on the first attack. Okay.
Why are you getting plus 2 now instead of just plus 1 damage?
From the Key Strike?
He activated Key Strike.
Oh, does Key Strike give you a plus 1?
Gives you plus 1 to attack and damage unless I fuck that up, which is very possible because I'm an idiot. It could
be. I mean,
it's 1 damage, so.
I wasn't sure if it like was like magic weapon, which does not give you a plus 2 damage, but it gives you plus 1 to attack and then the extra damage die.
You know, I think you're probably right. It's
just plus 1. That's exactly what it does.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yep,
I'm looking at it. So just remove 2 damage from
those
2 attacks. It's not much. Third action. Do I try and attack again or do I use my fucking... Ah, god damn it. Third action, I try and hit him again. Okay, so I definitely do get a plus 1 to attack. He definitely is flat-footed. Oh yeah, get a 20 to hit.
Definitely roll an 18 on the die, I'll just do it.
Add another d6 on that. I deal an additional 10 damage, but it is not dead.
It is not.
I am done.
Hanging on by a thread, this one. To the top of the round.
Wait. Stunning Fist, god damn it, fortitude save. It's gonna make it, but still do it.
I'll do it. Get into the habit. Ooh, 24?
Nah, not even close.
Okay, got it.
It's like 17.
Okay. That's your class DC is only 17? Has to be higher than that.
No, yeah, it's higher than that.
Anyways, Moonlight, it's your turn.
Moonlight throws a book at it and rolls another natural 20.
Jesus.
Are we gonna end another combat of the book decimation?
Oh, I hope so.
Tell me.
24 damage.
No!
Moonlight just grabs, like, for some reason, this one like happens to be like 2 books instead of 1 for some reason, and just slams it into it, dealing 24 bludgeoning damage.
Jeb is looking at his broken axe and then looking at these books and is like, "Well, fucking, I made the wrong decision."
Well, that was a fun combat.
Yeah, a lot of good times.
What's funny is I started my first attack with a crit, and I ended it with a crit.
Nice.
Do we have a count? How many of the Abracondaloos have been bludgeoned to death with books? Is that all?
Just one. It was the little guy in the other one.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah,
who killed
this
one?
Quasit. And then I killed both of these with books. So it's 2.
I will take one of my blankets out and wrap my weapon up.
The total fiend.
Store it away in shame.
Yeah, I say a prayer to Caden Kalian for Jeb's fallen axe. Like, I feel like that's almost like a character death. Or at least like a pet death. That's like almost as bad as if Turtle died.
Whoa.
I'm going to spend 10 minutes and treat wounds on myself.
Yeah, I'm going to also treat wounds and I also want to refocus. If we get the opportunity to do so in this room.
You do.
Let's say, stick my head out and see it. Make sure, just double check to make sure that weird noise is gone now.
Yeah, it must have been from this room.
I assume it was this room. But
it was this room.
I'm going to spend 10 minutes to refocus also then.
Yep, I will be refocusing.
Jeb, are you going to treat wounds on yourself?
We have to be careful with our medicine checks that we haven't done it in the last hour, I guess.
Well, we probably have, so we're going to be spending a good amount of time here.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. You had that moment where you were breaking and talking about...
Yeah, I think we definitely healed up there, because I'm pretty sure I did.
I think we could sandbag an hour in there pretty easily.
Yeah, I think that's fair. What is it? What is the crit on critical...
4d8. Yeah,
just 4D8. Double the d8s.
I'll do a medicine check on Jeb, too.
Jeb did one on himself. You can't do it on him.
How long are we going to wait?
Unless we're going to wait 2 hours.
I'm fine with waiting 2 hours.
Do we want to now take our rest?
Let's see if we can do that. Might as well just take a rest.
I was going to say, at this point...
Do we want to search these last rooms quick?
It'd be like 9 o'clock, 9 p.m.
What if I stealth around and make perception checks at the doors to see if I can hear anything from beyond any of them? Just in case.
We just made a ton of noise.
That's fair. Yeah, never mind. I take that back.
Yeah, let's just open these doors.
Open the doors.
They're all going to be bedrooms.
But maybe don't go to the very end just yet.
See, we open all four doors at once.
Yes, but no, we have six things that can open doors. Let's open all six.
Wait, we have six things that can open doors?
We got a Slurk a Turtle.
I don't know that they can open doors.
Slurk's got hands and a tongue, and Turtle's smart. Okay, we open four of the doors at once.
I have a dog and a cat who have both figured out how to open doors.
You all line up, and are you like opening them all at the same time?
Yes.
That's kind of what I'm picturing?
Yes, it's exactly what we're doing.
All right. We all open doors at the exact same time.
Hey, who's moving my Slurk? I'm leaving him in a hidden spot.
Inside all of these rooms are simple beds, some writing desks, chairs, chests.
Search them all.
Everybody go ahead and give me a perception check.
For each room?
No.
12.
I'm gonna waste my time with that. So many fucking rooms. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rooms just on the west side. Not including the dead librarian's room.
Yeah, we searched that one already.
Yep. None of you find anything of terribly interest. None of you find anything terribly interesting. You see, personal effects. Sometimes you'll see maybe one room has an artist and they make draw depictions of Gazra. Maybe there's one of them has some posters
of Gazra their favorite scenes. Band, the Hanson sure. Brothers.
Hanson. but really nothing more valuable than personal effects. If you're looking for something specific, you might find it, but...
Lockpicks.
Give me a d20 roll.
Do I find any bobby pins?
3.
Not in the room you're searching.
I searched all the rooms.
All of them? Every single one?
Yes.
How about Moonlight? How about you do that too?
14.
Moonlight, you find 2 sets of replacement picks.
I give one to Savadri.
Thank you.
Do these roles include the library? Or do we need to make... I don't think we made any perception checks in the library.
You didn't search the library in any way, shape, or form.
We go back and search the library.
We're going to search the library.
26?
Looks like 26 is our highest.
In the library, amongst the battered books and pages that are scattering the floor, as you're checking this out, this absolutely, without a doubt, is a huge fire hazard.
Why does Jeb never roll perception when he literally has the highest perception group?
He rolled it in the last one.
You find a book...
I did it.
That seems to be a battered formula book of some kind. Looks like it contains alchemical formulas.
Cool. I'll hold on to that for my second character.
Fucking alchemists.
they really love that alchemist, don't they?
And we have yet to have one in our group.
I gotta get on killing one of you. I don't think the axe counts, though.
The axe needs to reroll.
As an alchemist.
Let's cast reincarnate on the axe. See what kind of weapon it comes back as.
Oh man, I don't think Jebediah would like that very much.
It comes back as an elven curve blade.
Oh. And another pet. What is that, like another pun on me turning into an elf?
Yes.
I think that was one of my favorite twists.
Oh, that was very funny.
Loved late reincarnate.
My
so much
beard.
Reincarnate really is the best spell.
It's so good. We even gotten to higher levels and just like we could just do resurrection, but
reincarnate's better.
Reincarnate's so fun. All right. Aside from what you found, there's nothing of note in any of these rooms.
Formula book worth anything?
I put it in the party loop. If you want to take a look.
I click on it and it's blank.
Is it not identified? Is that the problem?
Now it is. I noticed the same thing with the Golden Lost Church illuminated holy books are blank too.
I wonder if there's anything. Yeah, they don't. No, that's because they're not anything more than that. I could write MacGuffin in there if you want me to.
Hey, we need to take that back and turn it into the priest guy. and hopefully get his stuff that we didn't really want anyways.
Yeah, I want better stuff.
I mean, I guess I'm not really sure how he's just going to, like, make better stuff appear.
If he doesn't...
You're the GM.
If he doesn't make better stuff appear, we'll make his kneecaps disappear.
We can just keep the books.
We just keep following the...
We're really leaning into that mob thing.
Yeah. Circus mob. What do you all do now?
Well, I think we were going to try and rest.
Yeah, we have a lot of bedrooms here.
Yeah, everybody can have their own.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Are there rules? Are there rules for locking doors?
I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't first edition, which is why I'm asking.
Well, I mean, you could obviously use the lock spell if it still exists.
Well, don't the doors have locks on them? Do you need a key to lock it?
That's kind of what I'm looking at right now.
I will barricade my door, and then it opens outward, probably.
I will let you guys know that at the end of the hallway, as you know, search through the rooms here, it does continue off to the right further.
How far?
Yeah, let's take a look around the corner and then go to sleep.
I'll like stealth up. Get 16 to stealth up to the corner and just kind of peek around. Oh god.
More doors.
More fucking doors.
Yeah, let's not fuck with that. Let's go to sleep.
Do we want to sleep in one of these rooms, or do we want to go back to the nicer, bigger rooms?
There's so many more doors, I swear I'm in a Tolkien book. That is absolutely making it in.
Of course it is. You control this.
It's good to be the king.
Who does what? Sleeps where?
Yeah, we go to bed. Savatri, you may pick our room, if you wish. I absolutely go back to that pantry and get some fucking some provisions.
Oh, no carbs or cheese for me.
All right.
I gotta watch the girlish figure.
I'll get some fruits.
We should start cooking in the kitchen. Just like hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, we should.
That's actually what we should do. Let's drag a couple of the beds from these rooms into the kitchen and just hang out in there. And cook.
I don't know if we want to be quite that obvious.
Honestly, we could just barricade the two doors in the kitchen. Yeah.
Actually, I think that's the best idea. Let's do that.
Sounds like we have a plan.
There's tables to barricade the doors with.
And like, I mean, we've got some time. I literally am going to go drag a couple beds in there. I mean, I can manage that.
I'll start cooking.
They're small beds. We got this.
Yeah, Savatri will start cooking while you move the beds, and yeah.
That's the plan.
Cook up a nice little feast.
Sounds good.
What kind of checks you want me to do for cooking?
Society seems pretty cooking to me. Pretty much like cooking to me.
I don't know about survival.
18.
Survival might work too. Whichever you prefer.
Society's better for me. 18.
There we go. You've got really a lot to work with here. What do you want to make?
Lasagna.
Sure.
Vegetarian lasagna.
Oh, that's like an eggplant.
Fried Krampus.
So you guys what then, barricade the doors with
tables?
There's four big tables. We don't need four. We get by with one, so or two.
That's yes then. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Savatri, while you're cooking, what's everybody else doing? Anything specific? Moving the tables into place? Any other preparations or things that you want to do in this time?
Spencer does not appear to care.
What, okay. Did you ask me specifically?
No, I just y'all.
You Ted? Fuck Romeo?
You can make a repair check untrained. Okay. However, if you critically fail, you could deal it damage.
What's the bonus for repair checks? Or is it crafting, or what
it's
is
crafting.
It?
Crafting.
Crafting, yeah. So it's intelligence untrained for you? Or for anyone?
What if I were to, like, hear me out? This is kind of like some Avengers Endgame shit. I rip off your arm.
Mine.
Use that. No, not no. yours.
The tree's arm.
The tree's
arm. Oh.
You know, Endgame where they give the spoiler alert, turn the axe with the haft of baby of
Groot's arm.
Man, that's real interesting. I like it. I like it a lot.
I don't think mine regrow quite that
fast.
Although one of my tentacular limbs maybe.
Oh.
That's basically what Groot does.
Yeah.
Is like grows out his limbs in that fight.
Okay.
And in other fights.
Well, let's go ahead and have a conversation about... I think that's a great idea. I don't want to allow you to do it untrained, though. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I think it's a little sick and morbid. I was just kind of joking.
Sounds like everybody's on board.
The tree did not agree. You know, secret?
Actually, if it was like an endgame where I knew it wasn't going to like kill me doing it, like hacking off that like extended part of the limb, Moonlight would do it for you because you kind of saved them.
Wow.
Well.
How about a nature check, Tyler, to like grow my arm out, shove it into the haft of the the weapon, and I just like in the movie.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'll give it to you. You spend the spell or whatever you're doing, the focus point, right?
Yep, it's focus point.
Spend the focus point. You do it. Make the nature check before you make that roll, I think. What would the repair DC for this be?
The GM sets the DC, but it's usually about the same DC to repair a given item as to craft it in the first place.
Okay, so you just
I don't know the craft rules.
Let's just go with DCs by level. The DC that you're going to need to meet is an 18.
Who's going to do it?
That's kind of my question. Like, are you guiding it in Moonlight? Yeah. And then... How are you severing it? Like, how is that happening? Like, I just want the procedure. Describe to me how you want it to happen, and then we'll decide who rolls what.
Moonlight's gonna just cast tentacular limbs, and their limbs are just gonna, like, spread out and grow. I don't know if we want it to go around like it did in that scene, or if it just, like, goes into the where the wood haft was. We'd have to probably clear out where the haft was connected before. And it just like goes in there, and then it kind of, they make it that spot thicker, so it kind of like swells inside there, so that it like fills it more than just like putting a stick in there or something like that.
Swell under my, yes. Inside my axe.
Oh boy.
Nobody saw that one coming.
Right.
And then Moonlight will just like hack it off with the sickle.
Jesus.
Wow. That's fucking intense.
Sickle. Intense. The side that's still attached to you, that hacks off, kind of snaps back to you. You're going to take 1d6 points of damage.
Bias. I was expecting more, so I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean, just the sickle hit itself would probably do more.
I've renamed the war axe. It's now a Dwarven Leshy war axe.
Yeah.
I think this weapon needs a fucking name now, though. Like, for real.
Stormbreaker. No, that's too...
That's severe. Lunar something, because of Moonlight. Lunar or something.
You're definitely right in the it needs a name.
Yeah.
Do we want to make a magical now, too? Because I still have...
We are never getting rid of this axe.
I still have that +1 on my crossbow that we can...
Oh, shit, that's right.
That would take a real craft check.
Yeah, that would be a real craft check.
Are you ready for this? The haft is now the equivalent of a low-grade dark wood.
That makes sense.
What the hell's dark wood?
I mean, I've made it quite clear that Moonlight's coloring is dark. So dark wood, I'm assuming, has a stronger hardness and stuff.
Yeah, dark wood's going to have... it's actually, there is no low grade. It's going to be standard grade dark wood. Dark wood's item bulk is reduced by 1. It's a little harder to break. Yeah, that's like stone. Hard to break. 7 hardness. 28 hit points.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. And it's 1 bulk lighter. It's 1 bulk lighter. And this is very important. When it comes to affixing certain runes on it in the future, you're going to be able to do that at higher levels for longer because it's a standard grade item.
Well, hot diggity.
Holy shit. We won't go into what item level that is.
Oh, really?
What is it?
11 plus.
What?
Oh, shit. This is gonna be like a legendary item by the time this campaign's done.
Oh, this is hilarious. It is a dark as ebony with a slight purple tint. Well, that's, I mean, look at Moonlight's picture.
It's pretty perfect.
That's spot fucking on.
That's spot fucking on.
So yeah.
Good there
call,
you go. Tyler.
Good call.
I love it.
Like, and as far as how much what the weapon itself does, it doesn't help the weapon at all, so. Like, it doesn't do more damage or anything. It's really all about how much hardness it has.
Right, right.
Can this slurk go somewhere else? What kind of noise does a slurk make when it's sleeping?
I would imagine it's very much like our bulldog.
Except 10 times louder because it's a medium creature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. I don't know. Hard to pull. So, it's pretty big.
Your party, you definitely get to sit down and have dinner. Oh, I thought you said a bullfrog. You're hanging out with the slurk. Turtle's there. You're healing up. Savatry's cooking some of that nice lasagna. Fire up that stove again. You sit down and you have a really nice dinner.
Okay.
Surrounded by the corpses of our enemies that we killed in this room.
I mean, I feel like we would have moved the corpses.
Yeah, we kicked them out the door. Yeah, we kicked them out the door before we go.
Yeah, we don't want that like bloated and getting gross and nasty while we're sleeping.
Anything you guys want to talk about during dinner?
How fucking cool what Moonlight just did was?
Yeah. In unison. Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool. Let's talk about it.
Jebediah, now that your war axe is part Moonlight, that's a pretty special weapon. Are you going to give it a name?
Fuck, don't put me on a spot like that. No, not yet. It hasn't had the kill it needs yet to get its name.
Just like its thirst for blood.
Definitely don't call it an Abracondalu Bane.
No.
That'd be the worst.
No, that's the book I pick up. I'm like, no, that's this. Speaking of which, I did put like two books in my bag, carrying the two books.
The two books that you got the kill with?
Yeah. Probably those two. I put them in there. I have no idea what they're about. Don't care.
That's not why you're carrying them. Fantastic bludgeoning weapons.
Got a sickle for slashing, books for bludgeoning.
That works. Alliteration.
So, after dinner, at the eastern door, why don't you guys go ahead and arrange yourself around the table here. In the eastern door, you kind of hear the doorknob, you know, start to turn and click. It's a push, and then it kung 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 kung. It's just pushing and knocking. It's hey, who locked the door in here?
We're having dinner time.
Why can't we have? I want a midnight snack. Let me in.
It's the officer's turn.
No. I'll grab a plate of lasagna and walk over, because you said the door did open and they're pushing it open some?
No, they're just like trying to force it open. They can't actually get it open. This is all her yelling from the other side of the door.
Never mind then. I take back everything I said.
Homa, let me in! Homa!
Moonlight will just be like, sorry, kitchen's closed for the night. Come back in the morning.
Who's that? Who's that? Fenris, is that you?
There was an outbreak of botulism. We can't let you in. We're cleaning.
It's dangerous in here.
We all have a different excuse for why it's closed. It's just like, what's going on?
I'm naked. Come back later.
I'm naked.
The door shaking and turning and all that stuff stops.
A slurk has gotten loose in the kitchen.
Do you guys do anything? Sound goes away?
That's not going to
end well. I keep eating?
I'm going to keep eating until they bust through that door. We'll be fighting.
The eastern door, after about a minute or two passes, the eastern door, same thing. Doorknob starts twisting and pulling and knocking. Hoba! Let us in!
Can I use Intimidate to like yell at them? Just be like, leave us alone and go away.
All right. Yes.
That's what he's calling it.
Using the quick coercion to do it.
Okay. Like,
I think it's going to be like an 18.
I don't know if it's going to be that. Nope.
Oh, it's my God.
I'm using my hero point that Tyler just gave me. 28.
God damn it. Every fucking time.
All right. Hold on. Okay, Hova.
Come back in the morning.
Fine. I'll be back in the morning. See if I can find maybe a slice of cheese left on my bedstand or something. And they storm away. Fuck you very much, Moonlight. Nah, that was good. I like that.
That's what I'm here for. Literally, that's what I'm here for.
It's like 10 o'clock. You guys just got done with dinner. What do you do? Wait, hold on. What'd you do with the bodies?
We threw them outside the door, but I don't think we specified which one.
Yeah.
Let's say the western door.
I mean, I feel like
where the other corpses are.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we just piled it into the room with the librarian.
Hey, I should have brought that up earlier. Because then it, and I remember you saying you threw him out the door. I don't remember the librarian bit.
No, I'm just saying that we probably would have piled them all together.
All right, all right.
We're not just leaving bodies all over the place.
So then before you do dinner at some point, you go and grab the bodies of the dead priest in the grand hall and the ones from the crypt are in the crypt. You're probably good there.
Kestrel probably would have done it before he moved the bed, drugged the beds in.
Another three bodies in the vestibule at the entrance.
That room is gonna
We really did just leave bodies all over the place, didn't we?
You really did.
They don't know where the people that killed them went, though.
It's definitely not the ones who've barricaded themselves in the kitchen and are giving silly stories.
Honestly, let's just ditch the bodies that are in the kitchen, because that's gross. Let's just leave the rest. It just seems like a lot of work.
That's what strong people like Kestrel and Jeb are for.
I guess, what you know, I'm cooking for an hour. Whatever you guys want to do while I'm doing that, it's all good.
I mean, what? The treat wounds takes how long, realistically?
I'd say 2 hours of just healing and cooking.
Probably.
But, it, like,
but I mean, the healing's only 10 minutes out of each of those hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you have 50 minutes to do whatever the hell you want.
I can definitely drag a few bodies in 50 minutes and beds.
Like, I think this is one of those problems where it's like, I didn't remember about those bodies, but my character didn't kill them 2 months ago. They killed them in real life in the last couple hours.
I'll allow you to say that you moved the bodies during the time that Savatri was cooking. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I say we stack them all in the librarian's room, close that door and lock it back up, hoping that the one of the keys that he has is probably at least the key to that door. Close up the little secret door so they're just stuffed in this room.
And it's locked, it's secured. As you're going to kind of, you know, drag the bodies over there, you kind of notice the, you know, streaks of blood you're leaving behind.
Prestidigitation.
Did anybody end up taking that?
I have it.
Yeah, I have it too.
Nice. Oh, that's right, you have it because of your, you use that in your act. That's right.
Yeah.
So then is it that Jeb moves the bodies, Kestrel cleans up the blood with prestidigitation behind?
Sure.
It's the good old circus cleanup crew efficiency right there.
We're probably going to get really good at this.
We're the cleaner you call when you accidentally murder somebody.
And it makes way more money than the circus.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I like that scene in fucking Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, with John Wick.
With Harvey, yeah, the wolf. Harvey, what's his name? Keitel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
John Wick, when he has them come clean up his house.
What do you expect when you bring a car? I don't remember the scene when he shows up. He's like...
I'm not going to say it because there's a lot of the N-word in it, but, you know.
So we cleaned up, we barricaded, told that guy to fuck off and come back in the morning.
What do they do?
Well, I mean, nothing's amiss since the circus cleanup crew came by beforehand and, well, removed the evidence. They fuck off. They fuck off for the rest of the night.
We go to sleep.
In fact, everybody fucks off for the rest of the night.
Do we get an overnight rest?
You get an overnight rest.
And hit level 4.
No.
Damn it.
Level 5? What? Tyler, you're so gracious.
I know, aren't I the best?
Dungeon Rest, this cannot possibly go badly. Come along with us again next week to discover what we have for breakfast in the Extinction Curse. Over the last few months, we've seen this silly little podcast that we 5 friends decided to try continue to grow and introduce us to many awesome people. And we just want to give everyone listening a big thanks for coming along on these adventures. It means a lot to us. And we want to bring you even more adventures. If you feel so inclined, check out our Patreon, join our Discord, we'd love to hear from you. Join us again next week as we continue The Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.